Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about worklessness in the United Kingdom. And with the budget lately unveiled by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, this is a particularly apposite moment to talk about it. Well, it wasn't really revealed, most have been leaked, and she said there were some uncontrolled leaks, impliedly saying some of the leaks were deliberate. So that is the number of working age adults who are not economically active, are neither working and they're not even seeking work. Now, they many claim to be disabled, often with mental health problems, anxiety, depression, so forth. Sometimes they're caring for sick or elderly relatives or children or something like that. Some are taking early retirement. Some are unemployed. Yeah, so long-term sickness. And I realize someone who's sort of what stage four cancer or something can't work. I accept that. Some people are so very badly disabled that they can't work, and that was always the case. But how is it when lifespan is getting longer, when medicine is better than ever before, when we have all more better interventions to help you with your eyesight, your hearing, whatever, your immobility scooters or special canes or prosthetic legs or anything like that, why is it more people are unable to work, especially as work is less physically demanding than ever? Most people work, do sedentary jobs. They're not that many people who are farm laboring or building laborers who are sailors or soldiers, or miners or dockers or something like that, which requires heavy physical activity. And even if people are disabled, there are blind people who work full-time, deaf people who work full-time, people with only one hand, with no hand, permanently wheelchair-bound people who work full-time, people with all sorts of disabilities. There are Down syndrome people who work full-time, people with all sorts of mental illnesses and personality disorders who work full-time. So why on earth should so many people get out of it? And as Lee Anderson said, the Reform UK Member of Parliament, that he could get the healthiest man in his constituency on benefits permanently on the basis of disability. Wow. So the idea is these things are overdiagnosed. And even Wes Streeting, the health secretary, said that, though he walked back the comment. I'm not sure there's pushback from some vested interests. So over 9 million adults, okay, goodness, and most of them citing long-term sickness, and it has mushroomed since COVID. But obviously slobbing around is going to make you depressed and so forth. And are we just being limp-wristed about this, feeble? Obviously some people are gaming the system, being overly sympathetic and saying, get on with it. Yeah, get up. We're not having this nonsense. I mean, how on earth did the things function before the Industrial Revolution? And no, I don't want to go back to Dickensian conditions. But, you know, in countries with impressive economies like Taiwan or South Korea or Singapore, do you think they tolerate this nonsense? Surely not. So, and the United Kingdom wouldn't have tolerated it not so long ago. Now, partly in the Thatcher, when there was mass unemployment, the government found it less embarrassing, saying people were on the sick, that unemployment was even higher than 15%. Obviously, it got worse under Blair and the Labour years. There was an attempt at Ian Duncan Smith. He was a cabinet minister under David Cameron from 2010 onwards to crack down on this. And with some success, inevitably mistakes were made, and some were certified as fit for work when they weren't, when they're on death's door. And obviously the media ran with these very unusual cases. Whatever you do, there are going to be a few slip-ups. Some people are going to put in the wrong category, which is not to say that you shouldn't even try to improve the situation. It's just untenable. It's an ever-growing burden on the shoulders of those who work for a living. So, yeah, it's terrible. All those people economically active, achieving nothing, and they're consuming wealth and not contributing, and they're not paying into national insurance, and they want to claim the pension one day. So, wow. Some people find it hard to cope with the shifting economy. They were trained to do whatever when they were young. They're now over the half century, over the hill, and can't readjust and things like that. So it's been worse since pandemic. Is it because that a universal credit or whatever is unduly generous? So people didn't always want to work, but they had to, a bit like the armed forces. Few people were volunteering there before. People did it sometimes as a route out of destitution, is the only way off the streets. So anyway, there's also high inflation and the wages haven't kept up. So people say, well, it's just not worth working. So the jobs for life are largely gone. Remember, you know, a couple of generations ago, you could get a job age 15 without any qualifications and stay in that job to the day you retired. Well, that is long gone. I mean, the civil service is about the only sort of job left. So people are performance managed out or whatever on 0 hours contracts and things like that. So we're not producing the skills that are needed. We don't need armies of humanities graduates and so forth. We don't need 45% of people going to university. And then the graduate premium is really not there. I mean, yes, it is. If it's sort of economics at Oxford or it's medicine anywhere, yes, it is. But if it's, you know, sociology or media studies or cultural studies, no, it's not. And these people might even be worse off having had a degree. So they need to really get Britain working. And in any organization, if you're going to bring in training, you first do a needs assessment. What skills do we need to learn? What skills do we have, but just need to upskill on, and then provide that sort of training rather than degrees? Do we never need so many X thousand graduates in fine art or philosophy or history or Spanish or whatever it is? But maybe not enough people want to do the things we need, more STEM subjects, more STEM graduates. So it's a multifactorial problem like many things. So I'm not sure what else we could do. We've really got to disincentivize the people going around. I mean, there are the shirkers who are against the workers. The benefits are just too high, and it's very easy to be generous to other people's money. Politicians pat themselves on the back for giving away taxpayers' money. And I know that it's not always, sometimes it's a false dichotomy, because they say 60% of people on universal credit are in work, but on average only 20 hours a week. And unless there's a very good reason that they're not on 40 hours a week, then they should be on 40 hours a week. And if you're going to do less than 40 hours, that's it, tough. I mean, I knew a woman who was a beautician working very limited hours and didn't have very much money. And her mum was always bailing her out financially. She said, well, you chose to do something modestly paid. You chose to work limited hours. Tough. You live with it. You're going to live with the consequences of these choices. But then thrusting ambitious youngsters in the United Kingdom often saying, I'm shifting overseas, because in Australia, there are real opportunities. Your money goes way further. You can buy a much bigger house, plus there's better weather. I'm going to the United Arab Emirates, so there's no taxation, and they don't suffer fools gladly. And there's no welfare state unless you're Emirati, who's 10% of the population. You lose your job, you get a month to get a job, or you're out, and that's it. And there's no compassion, and there's no messing around. Are there other places to go to? Now, Republic of Ireland, we have some of these problems, but maybe not quite so severe. It's a malaise scene across the Western world, and it's getting worse. How much worse can it get? So I just think we've been pathetic. We need to be firm with people, say you'll work or starve, and that's it. And we do not owe you a living. There's an overemphasis on rights, and we've de-emphasized responsibilities, self-reliance. You are responsible providing for yourself, and no handout. The government and therefore other people are not responsible for providing for you. That is your problem. You sort it out. At the same time, you know, mass immigration, 900,000 a year coming in at one stage, mostly to work. And why does it even work? Because a lot of British people or whatever, those with indefinite leave to remain, refused to work. So that's why they won't be cleaners or farm labourers or construction workers, work in the hospitality sector, care home workers and so forth. So we've got to make it mandatory, saying being on benefits is no longer a career and it can no longer be the family business. And then reduce the tax burden on people who work for a living and therefore make it more attractive to work and things like that. I couldn't believe when I heard some sense from a Labour minister that youngsters will be offered job opportunities, and if they turn them down, they'll lose all benefits. And some sort of healthy young people would sort of give their CV to the armed forces, and next time they're getting their job seekers allowance, say, you're offered to join the armed forces. You say yes, or you lose all benefit, and that is it. Make it a stark choice. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.